Today's share in Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi, Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning Siman Kuf Pei Hei today. Brand new Siman, which discusses some of the additional halachos of benching. The Mechaber starts off and tells us a very important halacha, Sif Aleph. Birchas Hamazon Nemra B'Choloshon. One is permitted to bench in any language. What do we mean by any language? So Dirshu footnote number one tells us it has to be a language that's spoken by the people in that area. It can't be just a language that you've made up, so to say. But it has to be a real language, and you have to understand the language. If you, for example, were to bench in French, but you don't understand French, that won't help. What is this based upon? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkan Aleph tells us, because the Pasuk says, Dirsiv Uveirachto, how does V'achalta V'savota Uveirachto, how does that help us? So Uveirachto, based upon the Gemara, tells us, B'choloshon Shatum Uvarach, it comes to explain that in any language which you can bless Hashem, so then you can bench. V'davka Shemevim B'osoloshon, as I just mentioned, it has to be a language that you understand. Even though it's spoken by other people, if you don't understand it, you can't bench in that language, with, of course, the exception of Hebrew. And he brings this down from the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Beis. Now, Tirshu footnote number one continues, and he says, Le'inyan birchas hamazon b'loshon hakodesh. What about by Hebrew? He says, even if you don't understand Hebrew, the Mishneh Berurah has explained earlier, and the Sha'ar Tzion, he also writes that you are Yotze, even if you don't understand Hebrew. And as we'll see, it's actually preferable to always daven in Hebrew, even if you don't understand that language, rather than in English or in some other vernacular language that you understand, but isn't Hebrew. And the reasoning behind this is explained in Tirshu footnote number two, because there are many deep kavanos in Hebrew that you may not understand and you may not know, but they're instilled there by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and Gedolah Yisrael that put the davenings together, and therefore by these combinations of the letters and by the hidden significant meanings inside the words, the way that they're arranged, you accomplish tremendous things even if you don't necessarily understand it yourself. And when you daven in English or in some other vernacular language, so you may have the literal translations correctly, sometimes that may not even be correct, but you certainly don't have all the deeper kavanos the Chazal put into them. Now, Mishneh Berurah continues over here, brings down the cause of a Bach, the Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Chozeh Mitzara Din. Everything that we're saying here now is the Etzem Din. Ule Mitzem in Amuvchar, Ve'inan Davka Loshen Kodesh. As I've already mentioned, it is preferable to bench in Hebrew rather than in English. Even though you speak English, it's better to bench in Hebrew, even though you don't speak Hebrew. And he brings that from the Sefer Achinuch, Kosa B'Sefer Achinuch. Kol Azara B'Birchas HaMazon, very important idea. Anybody who's careful to bench properly, Mizonosov, Mitsuyoslo, Kol Yomav B'Chavod, he'll be guaranteed a wonderful parnasa, he'll be guaranteed good food all of his life, and it'll be food that he acquires, parnasa that he acquires with dignity and honor. It won't be a difficult parnasa. Furthermore, v'hamedakdek, one who is careful with benching, yizol levarach lechatchila toch ha-sefer, person should always try to bench from a bencher, from a sitter, from a sefer, v'lo bal peh, and he shouldn't bench by heart. Tisha foot number three brings down that when you are benching ala kos, we already learned previously, Shulchan Aruch brought down, Mishneh Berurah there said, you should try to look at the kos. But of course, this is only in that situation when you're benching ala kos, and looking at the kos will constantly remind you that you shouldn't lose attention from the benching. But otherwise, it's a very good eitzah, it's a very practical eitzah that most people would tremendously benefit from benching from a sitter, from a bencher, rather than benching by heart, where it's much easier to get distracted. Again, the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere tells us that every person has to know himself. And if in fact you close your eyes and you would bench better than if you were to look at a bencher, so such a person, it's not a din that you have to bench from a sitter, but again, every person has to really, truly know themselves. If they truly think they'll bench better closing their eyes by heart, that's fine, but in general, for the vast majority of people, benching from a sitter is preferable. He then brings down a very, very scary story. Kosa b'sefer Chasidim. It's written in the Sefer Chasidim. Ma'isa b'echot shemes. There's a story about a person that Nebuch passed away. V'niskala b'chalom li'echot mikrovo. And he appeared in a dream to one of his relatives. The deceased appeared to the relative and he told him, Yomalo, v'chol yom doninosi, every day I am judged. Al shelo hayisi medakdek levorach kol habrochos b'kavonas halev. Every day I'm being judged for not saying brachos with the proper intention or the proper kavona. Ayin Shom, look in the Sefer Chasidim for the full story, a very scary story. The issue for number four brings down, Halach l'maisa, b'di'evit, if a person did not have kavana, the Sha'ar Tzion, Chofetz Chaim writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, that you are Yotze, so you don't have to repeat it. However, that, again, is a b'di'evit position. A person should try very, very hard, especially by Benson, which is a bracha d'araisa, to try to have the proper kavana. The end of the issue for number four brings down a very interesting thing that the Kaf HaChaim brings down in the name of the Arizal. And he says, Ikar hasaga sa'odam beruach hakodesh, the ability, so to say, of a person to have any sort of a special divine spirit fall upon him, ruach hakodesh, is tluya b'kavana sa'odam, who's hiraso b'chol birchos hanenim. A person wants to be successful in this idea of having a divine spirituality fall upon him, a divine ruach. So then he should be very careful in all of the brachos nen and all of the brachos that he makes on things that he's enjoying in this world. And he brings down from the Sefer B'nei Yisoschar, who says, in the name of the Rama Mipano, She'ikar tainog ha'neshami yiseru b'shabbos, that the essential pleasure, so to say, that your neshami yiseru gets on Shabbos, is mibirchas hamazon shel sudos Shabbos. It's from the blessings that you say, the benching that you say on sudos Shabbos. Fantastic idea. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Tzarech yashmieli oznov mashemotzi b'svasik. When a person benches, he should bench loud enough that he can hear the words that he is expressing from his lips. V'yim lo yashmieli oznov, as long as he moved his lips, even though he didn't hear it, nevertheless, yotza, that is acceptable. Bilvad, however, sheyotzi b'sfasa, but you have to move your lips. If you don't move your lips, you aren't yotze, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis. Avalam hira belibo, if you just scanned the words with your eyes, thought the words in your heart, but didn't pronounce them, even though you didn't hear them, but you didn't pronounce them with your lips, lo yotze, you in fact are not yotze. What happens if a person physically can't talk? The imach bascholi. If a person is sick, or onus acher, or some other sort of accident, extenuating circumstances. So berach berachas imozim belibo, and he was only able to bench in his heart, so to say. He couldn't physically move his mouth to express the words. Then the Magen Avraham says, yotze, you are yotze. However, this can't be understood in the literal sense of being yotze. And he says, v'ayin la'el b'simun samach beiz mishnah berurah sivkot and zayin. He says, we've discussed this already earlier when we came to talking about the halachos of Kriya Shema. We explained over there that which the Magen Avraham here says, the high yotze, that you're yotze, lo legamri komar. It doesn't mean that you're fully yotze. The hakaimelam, because we have the rule, hero lav kedibur dami, that thinking something is not the same as saying it. Therefore, what does it mean over here when he says you're yotze? El arot salomar, he means to tell us, da'al koponim b'shoa she'ni yochel avarach yaharu belibo. If a person is physically incapable of saying the words out loud, so then at least he should think them in his heart. And this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yikava lo sochar avur zeh. God will, so to say, give you credit to a certain extent for doing this better than nothing. However, avo b'yetzimeinu yotze, halacha l'maisa, you really aren't yotze, and the proof of the pudding is, v'alkein kishin estalik onus, if the extenuating circumstances go away, in madayin lo nisakel hamazon, and the food hasn't been digested, it hasn't been beyond the 72-minute shear, or the shear of digestion, that you're still allowed to bench, so even though you thought the benching, yevarach berchas hamazon, you have to go bench again out loud, say the words. And he says further, look, v'ayim b'mashik osavnu shom b'mishnah berurah b'vir halacha b'chol asif. Look there in back in Siman Samach Beis where this was discussed. Kol shayach l'kan. Everything that we said over there applies over here as well. In other words, a person should always express the words from his lips. He shouldn't just think them in his heart. This is very important. When you scan the words in a siddur, you're not yotze in davening or in benching. You have to actually move your lips and pronounce the words. Dirshu footnote number 5 does bring down. As long as you move your lips, even if no sound came out, never mind that you couldn't hear it, but no sound actually came out. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that Shenechshav Hadover Kediba, that since you moved physically your lips, even though no sound was produced, that is considered like speaking, and one can fulfill the obligation in that situation as long as his lips moved. But if you just thought it, you're not Yotze. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down, if you find yourself in a place that is metunof legamri, for example, you're in a bathroom or something like that, or you're in an area where there's feces out in the street around you, there are a lot of animals over there, and you can't go away from that place, so you're physically not even allowed to think about the benching. Lo yaharis nusach habracha belibo. In that situation, you can't even think the benching. What should you do? Rach yachshu belibo, you should think in your heart, shemuchuy v'lasos kein, you should say, I'm obligated to bench, but nebuch, I can't. Ben yochel l'kayim adavre, and I feel terrible that I can't be kind this mitzvah, be it starls it, and feel terrible about it, and therefore, Vashem yira lelevav liten lo schar hamachshava kivan shu onus. And Hashem will understand, you don't have a choice, you're an onus, you're accidentally in a situation that you can't say the benching, and Hashem will, so to say, consider it as if you benched. Sif Kimmel, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, the Balabayis Imbono V'Ishto, Tzorich Levarach B'Kol Ram. When a husband, the man of the house, is with his family, with his wife and his children, he should bedavka bench out loud B'Kol Ram, Kidei Sheyetzu B'Rechoso, in order that they will be Yotze with his bracha. In those days, very frequently, the children and women frequently were not literate. They didn't know how to read these Hebrew words, and therefore they may not have physically known the benching. So in this way, he's motzi them, and therefore he should bench out loud in order to be motzi them. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains, Hainu, kishe'enom bekiyim ba'atzmon levarach, because they do not know how to bench themselves. They'm yotzim b'shmiyosim imenu, and they're yotzi with the benching, the principle of shomei akone, the one who listens as if he said it. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings this down, in the name of the Elyeh Rabbah, in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's always preferable to bench out loud, even if you're not being motzi anybody else. Because when a person benches out loud, that will spur his kavona. Ubifrat in Mushabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and especially on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, when we have insertions like Ritzei and Yalav Yovel, which are very easily forgotten if you don't bench out loud. Lo yishkach haydeze lahaskir mein hamaora, and by benching out loud, that's a schooler that will help you, especially if somebody else is listening, they could remind you, but even if nobody else is there, if you bench out loud, it's much easier to make sure that you say the right insertions instead of forgetting them, as is unfortunately very frequently done. Dishu foot number 7 says, v'adin l'shar ha-brachos, the same thing applies with other brachos, it's obviously a good thing to say it out loud, and in fact, he brings down from the shalah, she'yargul atzmo l'omrim b'kol rom, it's a good idea to say all these things out loud, ki'akol ma'oris ha-kavana, because by saying it out loud, it will spur your kavana, it will spur your ability to concentrate better on the brachos. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, afilu nishtaker kol kach, if a person is drinking at the meal and Nebuch, he gets a little bit tipsy, acheni yochol adaber karoi, to the point where he's no longer able to speak like he normally would, his voice is a little bit slurred, let's say, nevertheless, yochol avarach birchas hamazon. In that situation, he still is permitted to go and bench birchas hamazon. Siv Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, why? Because the Pasuk says, dixiv yochalto visovoto uverachto, and this implies, vafilu medumdum, even though a person may be somewhat sleepy and drowsy, i.e. he's a little bit shikker over here, nevertheless, brought down from the Yerushalmi, Pirush, She'enu Yochol Adaber Karoi, that this idea over here means that he can't daven properly. Nevertheless, Umi V'Savata Kodoyik Lei, and we see this from the word V'Savata, which implies, Shematzu Kama Pam M'Shach HaSviya Adam Oimi Shikr, that if a person is very satiated, he gets sleepy, he's a little bit shikr, a little bit drunk-like, and nevertheless, it says V'Rachta. So from this Yerushalmi, we see that a person is halachically permitted to bench in this situation. The Torah still obligates such a person to bench. In Sifhei, we'll see more about these halachos in terms of a person who has drunk too much. I should point out that the Berhetev in Sifkot and Beis, and this will be echoed by the Mishnah Berurah later on, says, certainly this is not an ideal situation. The person sees that he's going to run into trouble, so he should bench before he gets to the point that his voice is slurred or that he's drunk too much. Preferable to bench before then, and if he's going to drink afterwards, at least he won't be then saying the benching in an inebriated state. That's not certainly halacha lemaisa ideal. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, im beirach v'yisotzoa kinegdo, if a person benched and there was excrement nearby him, and you're not allowed to bench or say any davening or learn Torah within the presence of excrement, or, shayah shikr, or the person was drunk, and the Ramah adds pirish legamri, totally drunk. So in this situation, nistap kua tosus ha-rosh, im tzorech lachzul varach. Both tosus and the rosh are uncertain over here if a person has to, in fact, repeat the benching, because his benching that he said when he was either drunk or when there was tzoa present may not have been good at all. We'll contrast this with davening in a moment. And in regards, however, if there is urine present over there, so then it's pashut, the Mechaber says, that he doesn't have to go back and bench again. Now we'll understand this a little bit more deeply. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay explains, Rotsu Lomar, that the Mechaber is telling us over here, if he benched and there was excrement present, the betfila in regards to davening, we've already learned Kaimelon Leel B'Simonayin Vav. We've already learned previously in Shulchan Aruch, B'Mishis, Balo, Motzotso, Kinegdo. If a person davened and subsequently finds after the davening that there was Tzoa present, either directly in front of him, or Obutzido, Toch Dalet Amosov, either directly in front of him to the side within Dalet Amos, B'Makum Shoyer Royal Istapik. And he should have thought about it beforehand. It wasn't unexpected that there might be Tzoa over there. He's on a farm, he's davening, he's out in a place where there may be animals that have deposited their waste over there, and he should have checked beforehand. But he didn't. He did not negligently check beforehand, and therefore he finds the excrement afterwards. The halacha is by davening, his davening didn't count, he has to go back and daven again. Why is that? Because the pasuk tells us that the zevach of a rasha is considered an abomination. And this Zevach over here is a reference to Tefillah as well. So you are Rasha that you didn't check out the place. Therefore, your Tefillah is an abomination. You're not Yotzi with it. And the same Allah applies in regards to Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, however, that's in regards to Shmon Esrei and Kriyashma. However, in regards to this Sif over here for benching, Nistapku Atosus Arosh, as we pointed out by the Mechaber, Tosus and the Rosh are uncertain in Gamma Birchas Amozon and Rino Hochri. Do we say the same thing by benching? Maybe Odilmo Shiny Birchas Amozon, the Kilami Hasim. Maybe benching is more lenient than those two. Why? Dari Bishosui Afshiochle Darbel of Neamelech Kaimalon, the Al Yispala. In regards to davening, Shmon Esrei, or Kriyashma, even if you can speak in front of the king, but you've drunk more than a revius, you should daven in that situation. It's improper. And here, Linyan Birchas Amozon, Vadimur Tu Bishosui, if you just had a drink at the table, you drank a revius at the table as part of your normal supper, so then you certainly are allowed to bench in that situation, especially if you're able to talk normally like you would in front of a king. So therefore, there's an intrinsic difference over here between food and eating and drinking and being allowed to bench and davening in Kriyashma, where eating and drinking isn't an essential part of the davening or the Kriyashma, and therefore one who is even slightly inebriated should not daven in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav explains that the Ramah added over here when he said shikr, we're talking about legamri, totally shikr. How much is totally shikr? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu shedishtakr kolkach, he's so drunk, at she'eino yochel ledaber lifnei ha'melech, that he can't talk properly in front of a king. He slurs his voice, he's not making full sense. V'nistapku, and it's not certain over here, in tzorech lachzor levarach k'sheyofo yeino, and what Tosus and the Rosh are over here are uncertain about is once the wine wears off, v'adayin lo nisaka l'mazon, and it's still within the zman for him to bench, it's let's say within the 72 minutes, so initially he's somewhat inebriated, he can't talk in front of a king, but 50 minutes later he'd be able to, and he benched beforehand, so what should he do now? Should he re-bench or not? So this is where they have this suffix. But we're not talking about when the Ramah says legamre, totally drunk, that you reach the drunkenness level of Lot. Because Lot, the level of drunkenness of Lot, that in Parshas Vayera we see that he never slept with his daughters, that's how drunk he was, he didn't really understand what he was doing. So such a person is not called a bar das, and his davening certainly is not acceptable and doesn't count, because he's exempt from all the mitzvot as a shota. Everybody would agree in that situation that if that drunken level goes away within the 72-minute period of time, within the share of equal, so then he would be obligated to go on bench. Now the bishop points out a potential conflict between what we just said now and we said in the preceding sif. B'sifah called him in Sif Dalid, we said Matu Levarach, a person is permitted to bench, even though he's drunk a little bit. Myrish Yochel Adab Lifnei HaMelech, it implies that you could talk in front of the king, you just couldn't talk in front of a regular person. But the Hikshu Kam Achronim, there are some Achronim over here that question this. The Kivin Shein Yochel Adab Karoi, if you can't speak regularly, Mistama certainly ain't Yochel Adab Lifnei HaMelech. And nevertheless, V'luchochi Matu Yushami, we brought down the Yushami says you can bench in that situation. So how do we paskin? Well, the Achronim conclude, Dim Eirash Nishtaker Kol Kach, if a person is so inebriated, Afa Pikein Yivarach, he still should bench, again, unless he's reached the Shechus or Shalot, Ulechatchila Yizor Levarach, Kolim Shevole Dekach. As we brought down before the Ber Heitev, the Mishnah Berurah also says, you ideally should certainly, if you realize you're getting a little bit tipsier and you're going to drink some more, so bench now, and this way you won't run into this problem. He says, Vayin La'el Simen Sadi Tes of Korn Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah. And the Yeshivut number 10 brings down that over there, the Vilna Gaon, the Prima Gaon said, Yesh lahachmel lechatchila b'shikr, shein yechol adab lefnei ha'melech. A person shouldn't put himself into a situation where he davens or benches when he's so shikr that he couldn't talk in front of the king. And this is true for all brachos as well. The Yeshivut number 9 brings down that another reason why we're somewhat more lenient in regards to benching is that benching is a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, this would even involve the fourth bracha of benching, which is the Rabban. You could say that as well. Can this person count towards a zimun? So he brings down from Shulchan Aruch Simon Sadi Tes that to be included as part of 10, you can't. However, in regards to 3, maybe it's permissible to include such a person. That concludes Simon Kuf Behe. I'll just conclude with one important reminder about the dangers of excessive drinking. Besides the medical dangers, we're now learning here, of course, about the tremendous halachic dangers, and a person can be mevatel mitzvos d'oraisa, a person can do all sorts of averus, saying Hashem's name without properly concentrating, saying all the brachas without concentrating, so certainly a word to the wise is a person should be very, very careful how he conducts himself with alcohol. That concludes today's shiur.